Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you pay any attention to pop culture, you've heard of Stephen Colbert and the Colbert Report. And maybe you think of him mostly as a witty, politically minded comic who spoofs on right-wing talk show hosts.
And folks, make no mistake, Bin Laden is still a threat. Even though he's dead, he may yet hit us with his most horrifying attack on America, ensuring a second term for Barack Obama.
But when Michael Rodriguez watches Colbert, he sees something more. Rodriguez teaches literature at Boston University, and he says Colbert's work constantly pulls from some of history's great thinkers, so much so that he started a writing course that uses Colbert to teach sophisticated literary devices like satire and syllogism and logical fallacy. Why the Colbert Report? Because for Rodriguez, even though it's a television show...
It's not just any television show. It's a really smart one, and it's politically savvy and socially conscious.
So he and his students examine the show's literary qualities,
which filter into their learning how to write stronger academic essays and learning how to argue more effectively and persuasively, which I think Colbert does brilliantly.
Consider this exchange between Colbert and Harvard professor Harvey Mansfield. In it, Colbert and Mansfield are talking about manliness. Watch, says Rodriguez, how Colbert is able to expose holes in his guest's thesis even while feigning agreement. It's an example of the Socratic method at work, Rodriguez says.
What's the proper role for women in society? Is it breadwinner?
Oh, I don't think so, no. It's to have a career which earns about one-third of the family income, and then to go at home and do about two-thirds of the housework.
I'm with you.
You're behaving very well.
You're married, right?
Yes.
How do you keep your wife in line? She doesn't work,
yes.
Does she?
She does a little bit.
A third or more than a third?
Maybe more than a third.
So this book could be bullshit.
It could be.
Even though critics might call it a leap, Rodriguez says there are clear similarities between Colbert's approach and classical writings from ancient philosophy.
I don't think it's going too far to compare him to someone like Socrates or Plato who were interested in truth. He also does another thing that Socrates did, which was to use the opponent's own assumptions and presuppositions to then deconstruct them and show that they are in fact invalid. And Colbert does that better than anyone I've seen in this generation.
Rodriguez's class is called The Colbert Report, American Satire. And not surprisingly, it's become one of the hottest courses at BU.
I have a huge waiting list that grows by the day for people begging for a spot. It filled up almost immediately, and the other two classes that I teach are still empty.
One of the students who got a seat in this semester's class is George Greenstreet.
The Colbert Report and The Daily Show are both kind of seen, especially by a lot of conservative critics, as just like entertainment like for the stoner crowd, I believe Bill O'Reilly said, when in fact it's like really, really tough political rhetoric they're using.
The class dissects that rhetoric to study what types of argument and logic Colbert uses to make his point. The students also compare his comedy to that of other great satirists, including Mark Twain and Jonathan Swift. And while most college students turn to Colbert's show as an escape from homework, students in this class are assigned to watch it nightly as part of their homework. For Rebecca Sita, that's led to some academic insights.
We have this packet in our class, and it talks about the different vehicles of satire. And just watching the show and being able to pick out, like, oh, he's using double entendre there, he's using burlesque or vaudeville, you know, things like that, just became a lot easier after taking the class.
Here's an example of one of those double entendres she's talking about.
That's right, smoking is just like being gay. And folks, we've all been there. In social situations, it's sometimes unavoidable. You go to a bar with your buddies, have a few drinks, then all of a sudden someone whips one out and passes it around.
BU student Kevin Flynn says the course has made him a savvier consumer of media.
You take a clip that you laugh at and say, okay, this is funny, but why is this funny? What's the point that it's making, and how is it making us think about current events and social events?
Because this morning, Barack Obama finally released his long-form birth certificate. Anyway, I'm just glad we can finally put to rest the crazy fringe idea that this will end the controversy.
Rodriguez's class ended yesterday for the semester, but the real culmination came late last month with a trip to New York to see a taping of the show. Students say it was the highlight of a course that was a lot of fun, but also a genuine learning experience. Again, Kevin Flynn.
I've always been a bit of a decent writer, but I feel like this course has really strengthened my ability to interact with argumentative sources, and I just feel like it's a much easier task for me now, and I feel like I could argue with anybody about anything.
And that's the word. We'll be right back.